All right. Joining us now, he was on a program, I think, I'm going to say a couple of months ago, but I'm sure he'll correct me.
So many of these, we can't remember who's on all the time, right?
Well, you make me sound cheap.
No, I can't.
Do so many.
We do a lot of these shows.
Right? Oh, all right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like we do shows. Probably, I don't know, one a week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For a year.
Hmm. All right. Where was I? Yes, he was on, and I was fascinated with the product line that he was talking about, and the portable little self-contained units that will allow remote operations, like little cottages, cabins, huts, all those things, or actually your home for that matter, that will allow you to be self-sufficient. In terms of power, you will not be reliant on the grid. It'll get you off the grid. And it runs on wind and sun. And it's called Halliburton Solar and Winds. And his name is Brian Nash. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, Angelo. How are you today?
Great. And thanks. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, of course. It was back in September.
Was it September? Time I was on. Was it that long ago?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
I know.
This is nuts where this world is going right now.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm fascinated, as I was back then. I'm fascinated with your product, and it's long overdue. And I'm you know, when you first came on and told us what you were doing, I scratched my head and said, "Well, why haven't we heard about these things before? Why are they so new? Because to me, it seems such a simple solution to a big problem. How do you get hydro out in the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell folks about your operation. How long you've been doing it, and how did you come up with this?
So Halliburton Solar and Wind, we started our business in 2012, and I started the business. I semi-retired up here at Halliburton, and I built my home off-grid, and in doing that, discovered that, you know, you call up some industry folks, and you'd get various, you'd get differing advice, and came to the opinion that maybe there's a need here for quality, informed off-grid solutions. And, you know, back in those days, off-grid was sort of seen as a unreliable means of powering your home. And it was, of course, very, very costly back in those days. And I'm talking about 10 or 15 years ago.
Yep.
Today, the equipment is incredibly sophisticated, and the cost of the systems have declined substantially. So we set about in 2012 to start a business that specialized in off-grid solutions, and we haven't looked back. We won an award in San Francisco at InterSolar for a very innovative off-grid grid zero system for a soap factory, and we won 5 awards at the Chamber of Commerce Awards, and so we've really worked hard, and we've developed a fabulous reputation, and we're really enjoying ourselves.
Is it a cluttered industry, or are you pretty much pioneering on your own?
Well, off-grid has been around since probably the mid-80s, generally seen as something that, as I said earlier, was not necessarily reliable, but that picture has completely changed now. So the industry has been very involved with grid-tied solutions, the MicroFit and the FIT program, et cetera. Off-grid solutions are something that is still new to the industry in some regards, and so I'm not sure if I'd call ourselves pioneers, but we certainly are the more thorough solutions provider to the industry, definitely.
And Brian, you know, we last time you were on, we talked about the applications being, you know, cottage owners and hunting camps and fishing camps and remote cabins and that kind of thing. Give us an idea now. I just listened to some of the awards that you've won, so this is definitely beyond those areas. Give us an idea of the extent of your business services today.
So we provide off-grid solutions throughout all of Ontario. So we do a lot of work up in the north and central Ontario, not a whole lot of work in the south. Off-grid solutions are typically very, very practical for people who are looking to move up into a remote property. For example, selling their homes in Toronto and you know, picking up 100, 200 acres up in the north and building their dream log cabin and living an independent life with off-grid energy. And so we service Ontario. We've been all over the place, up into Blind River, French River, everywhere, lots of places over coast of Lake Huron, up by Tobermory, Parry Sound, Georgian Bay Islands, throughout Halliburton, projects in Muskoka.
I'll be honest with you, any experience I've had with that type of, you know, sort of off-grid operation has been, we'll call it part-time off-grid, you know, operators that have regular service, but every once in a while they'll use solar or wind power to generate electricity. And for the most part, it's always been looked upon as, you know, unreliable. I mean, for one thing, if it's solar, well, if the weather's bad and you got no sun for a few days, then you're out of luck. You can't recharge the batteries. Tell us about today's new technology and how this has all changed.
So solar panels have become much larger. You can buy 400-watt solar panels as opposed to 8 or 10 years ago. The largest panel you could buy was probably a 220 or a 250-watt panel. And you're buying a 400-watt panel now for, $300, whereas a 200-watt panel 8 or 10 years ago was $850. So the cost of solar has declined substantially, which allows project design to create larger arrays to be able to sustain battery charging throughout the majority of the year. So if you were to design a solar system, an off-grid solar system, to the month of November, for example, you would have a giant-sized solar system, and you would be producing this insane abundance of excess energy during the summer months. So our design month is September, which means that any off-grid system in Ontario is going to require some type of generator to be able to take you through those low sun hour periods when you have, you know, extensive 3, 4, 5 days of little to no sun. The alternative to that with a full-time off-grid permanent home is to also install a hybrid system, which would include a wind component. So yeah. Wind duration and speed is inverse to sun hours, and hybrid systems are far less reliable on a generator.
It sounds fascinating, because the whole concept of being able to come up with, and the last time you were on the program too, we talked about pricing, and I'll get to that in a minute, but it seems to me, I'm just totally blown away by the fact that you could build a country home or a cottage and be completely off the grid and have all the electrical amenities known to man just with some of these units. And I'm looking at images that you sent through on the units themselves. They're a tidy little, you know, I'm assuming a metal box that fits in or outside of your home, and it contains all of the batteries and all of the other technical components that make it all work. What sort of pricing are we looking at?
So cost of off-grid is entirely dependent upon consumption. So, for example, we'll do those small little self-contained systems in a NEMA enclosure that you can literally just, you know, plug in your solar on one side and plug your AC in on the other side, and you're up and running. These are small systems that are designed for, you know, bunkies, small hunt camps, ice huts. There was a fellow last year that came in and was looking for an off-grid system for his ice hut. We don't sell kits. We don't sell a one-for-all. Every system is carefully considered. So, you know, to this fellow who came in and said, you know, I'm looking for something for my ice hut, and by the way, I've got a 40-inch television in my ice hut, and I've got a hot plate, and I've got all sorts of things. So, you know, here was a fellow with an ice hut that, you know, if you put in a standard sort of typical lighting system, very, very simple, he would have been, it would have been a disaster. So these systems are designed very, very specifically to consumption. So they range in price from as low as $3,000 and up. The fellow with his television and his hot plate and the whole nine yards and his ice hut, his system was probably around $9,000.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I'm looking at it right now. I'm just blown away. I think it's fantastic. Folks, you want to have a look at this thing. It's called HalliburtonSolarWind.com is the website. HalliburtonSolarWind.com. His name is Brian Nash. And fascinating, absolutely fascinating product. We'll be talking a lot more about this in the weeks to come. But you can also call them at 705-455-2637, extension 101, and ask for Brian. That's 705-455-2637, extension 101, ask for Brian. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Angelo, the website address is Halliburton Solar and Wind, all spelled out.
Ah, HalliburtonSolarAndWind.com. That's Halliburton Solar and Wind. We'll have that up on our site as well if we don't already have it. Yep. Halliburton Sun and Wind, or Solar and Wind, sorry. Brian, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Take good care, Angelo.
All right, talk to you soon. Brian Nash, owner of HalliburtonSolarAndWind.com. More journal after this. I should dare go away.